You are listening to Arenas and Monsters, Book 4 of the Steel and Thunder series. Written by Dominic N. Ashen. Narrated by Ken Allen. Published by Four Horsemen Publishing Incorporated. Copyright Dominic N. Ashen and 2022. All rights reserved. Dedication. To my David, a good friend, a great boy, and my biggest fan. Chapter 1. Have you gotten used to the bad jokes yet? Can you really get used to bad jokes? I've learned to tolerate them, I jokingly reply. I take it he has always been like that? Oh, yeah, since we were kids. Michael nods his head next to me as we walk, and then he always makes that stupid face of his. Oh, I am quite familiar. I tell the man, just before we both break into our best impressions of David's trademark wide, toothy, I just told a terrible joke and I'm so very proud of it, grin. All right, that's enough. The man we were mocking says from a spot ahead of us, turning around and continuing to walk backward. You, stop encouraging him, he says, pointing at me before aiming his finger at his brother. And you're just jealous, 'cause I'm the funny twin. I thought you were the hot twin, Michael asks flatly. It's a heavy burden, but I'm both, David answers solemnly, before turning his face back and grinning, making me snort a laugh. That's not even a joke, his brother groans. We are only three members of a group of 10, 11, if you count my wolf companion, Sona, that we've been traveling north together for the past 9 days. We are an eclectic bunch, though most of them are human, the three exceptions being an orc, me, an elf, and the aforementioned wolf. We have passed through a few small settlements on our way to the village of Rakatune, which we should reach by the day after tomorrow. But our ultimate goal is Manamequohi, a city that lies much, much farther north. Michael is David's non-identical twin brother. He is just a hair's breadth shorter than David. I would estimate at somewhere around 1¾ meters in height. He is also a little stockier, with medium-length curly brown hair, compared to David's, which is short, straight, and black. He has a mustache, along with a good amount of stubble, and he has not quite gathered the courage to attempt shaving without a mirror yet. They share the same bright green eyes, along with many other facial features, which makes it easy to tell that they are related. Since leaving Pakenon 10 days ago, the two of us have been making it a point to talk and get to know each other. Before that, he and I were having a bit of trouble seeing eye to eye on some things, namely, his brother's homosexuality and relationship with me. Though to be fair, David says that he was not exactly aware of it himself until I awakened something in him. Of course, all of the issues between me and Michael could have been solved if David had simply told his brother what was going on. But that is not how my pup works. For all of his complaining, I know the smile he wears under that grin is genuine. It is important to him that Michael and I are getting along. He spent those first few days stressing over his brother discovering a secret, all while watching the two of us continue to antagonize each other. Though I maintain that most of the antagonizing was on Michael's part. In any event, we have become fast friends since, largely, through telling stories about David. The area we are walking through at the moment is lightly forested on our left and right, several dozen meters from our path. Off in the distance, to our left are the Emerald Hill Mountains, a tree-covered mountain range that extends north to south almost the entire length of the eastern coast of Averil Ugdal. I think we might need to take a break soon, Adam, the team's leader, comments from the front of the group. It's too damn hot. Elizabeth, who prefers to be called Liss, complains from her place next to him. She is not the first person to complain, and I do not blame her. Though the first day of summer...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?